Pi Alocha.
In Tov Reish Ein Zayin Sif Alef. It says Ein Mishnah Berurah that we wrote. Someone who's dining by his friend. He lives in the city, and he's invited for a meal. And it comes to Hanukkah lights. He has to get home, go home. You cannot light where you're invited for a meal. You have to light in your home. Ner isha beisay. Zokta be'aloch. Only if it's just a random guest. But if you go to your parents' house, your in-laws' house, al ches yemei Hanukkah. Yeah, well, if you're going for 8 days of Hanukkah to your parents or to your in-laws, since you're eating there and sleeping there all the days of Hanukkah, even though you go home for Chilas Arai, but you're not going to light at home, you light in your parents' house. Again, what's he saying? If you're just going to dine by a friend, going for a meal, one time meal, for sure you have to go home, light at home. But if you're going for all the 8 days of Hanukkah to your parents, since you're going for all of Hanukkah, therefore, and you eat and sleep by your parents, if you light by your parents, you won't light at home. Why? Says the Bialocha, two reasons. Because there's no one there. Who are you light for? At home. At home, there's no one there. So why you can't light at home? Second of all, Kol Shekin, Ha'idna, that we light for the Bnei Abayis. We don't light in the streets, for the street. We light for the Bnei Abayis. So wherever the Bnei Abayis are, that's where we're going to light. That's what the Aloha brings down from the Pre-Chodosh. So two reasons. The Din of the Gemara. Remember, the Din of the Gemara is to light outside. So there's no one there. And second of all, even Naidna, that nowadays we light for the Bnei, for our families. So the family's not there, so you can't light over there. So first we need to understand what was the first reason. The Din of the Gemara. There's no one there, so I can't light at home. What do you mean? I light in the street. There's plenty of people in the street. What does it mean there's no one there? It must mean that even though you light in the street, you have to have a mechayev, there has to be someone in the home to have that mitzvah. If there's no one at home, there's no one has to light for the home in the street. If the people living at home, they have to light outside in the street. There's no one at home, so you don't have, there's no one to light. There's no reason to light. If the home is vacant. Kol Shekin, the second reason is that we eat not, and now we light for our families. There's no family there, so you don't light there. Okay. What happens if you're living at home and you go away for Shabbos? You're living at home and for Shabbos you're going away. Just for Shabbos you're going to your parents. What do you say? The Chura is Mashma from his Bi'al Locha, bringing the Pre-Chadash. It's only if you're going for all 8 days. If you're just going for one Shabbos, you have to light at home. Because he emphasized, because you're going for 8 days.
Was it the first case they were close to each other?
Okay. Very important to emphasize. Now, what are we talking about? It's someone who is in the same town. The case of what the Bialach is talking about is someone's in the same town. He goes home for snacks. He's just moved out to his in-laws.
For a Shabbos.
So he, therefore he says he needs 8 days because you're in the same town. He's talking about when you're in the same town. So to disconnect from your home, you have to be go for 8 days.
Out of
town. Oh, if you're going out of town, when did you go out of town? For Shabbos. Now what? So I'll talk to Yashiv. Brought down Sefer Shvus Yitzchak. It all depends. If you're going, where do you light? If you didn't light at home, like in Chutz Laaretz, Rishit Tosai, if you light at home, so you went away for Shabbos, can't light it. So where's your family? You're lighting for your family. Where's your family? They're with you. By your guest. You're a guest. By your host. So you're light. You're like an achsenoi. The dinner, the Gemara says, the person who's a guest, he's meshtatif with the balabais. But you don't light at home because you have no family there at home. But if your din is to light outside, like in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Yoshev, and that's why you have to light in the street, the Shittosai, as we spoke about in the past. So here, just because you went away, you still have your chiyuv is to light at home, in the street. So just because you went away for one Shabbos, doesn't make a difference, doesn't change your chiyuv. Therefore, says Rav Yoshev, you got to light at home. Well, I went away. What am I supposed to do? So what did I do?
Shliach.
You have to have a shliach to light for you in your home. Go away for Shabbos. You have to have someone to light for you in your home. The Shitas Rav Yoshev. Unless you're going away for Rav Yomei Chanukah. If you're going away for Rav Yomim, then where you're staying is your new home. But if you're just going for one day, for one Shabbos, you light in your home. Where you're staying as well, you can be like an achsenoi. An achsenoi can also participate, even as wise lighting for him. You can also make a bracha. But you must light at home. It's your ikrat in, it's light at home. If you're not there, point to shliach. She does have Yoshev.
Why should it be telling him in Chanukah? Let's say a person's gone for 2 months, and then he comes back to the third night of Chanukah. Why should he have to have a shliach for that case? Really,
I'm down. No. He says, in the Sefer says, Chutz Laaretz will be different. You're going with like a big change. And Achinam. Look at this in your new home.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And going away for one day doesn't count. Because you're coming back.
The road is like just one case where.
Yep. Rabbi Yoshev's son-in-law, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. So Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, when he was engaged, he went for Shabbos to his in-laws. Okay, and he didn't know where to light. So his father-in-law says, "If you come to me for Shabbos, where do you light?" Like, oh, he was in Yeshiva's Lomsha in Petach Tikva, that's where he learned in Yeshiva. He goes, like, where you were for Rav Chanukah. Rav Chaim asked his uncle, who's his uncle? Who's Rav Chaim's uncle? The Chazanish. Rav Chaim asked the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says, no.
Well, because he'll do the light inside anyway.
Yep, sir, but you also light for the street. Yeah, but you light him for the street, though. But for the street. So the Chazon Shnei, you light where you're going for Shabbos. So you have to light where you went for Shabbos. It was in Rosh's house, I suppose. So we have the baby Mechaikas. So therefore, according to the Chazon Shnei, you're going away for Shabbos. Then you get a new home. You're leaving your home and you get a new home. You have to light where you're going away for Shabbos to. But according to Rav Yoshev, if you're going for one Shabbos, you have to light back at home. So you need the shliach. So therefore, in in the Mishnah Dirshu, they bring down Eitzah from Rabbi Yoshev that Bokhrim. This happens to Bokhrim, and they're going the yeshiva during the week, and they come up for Shabbos Hanukkah. So it says Rabbi Yoshev, if you want to get out the Potem, according to Rabbi Yoshev, they have to light when yeshiva, not at home. Right? Because they're only coming up for one Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yoshev, they need to light in yeshiva. So says Rabbi Yoshev, they should mafkir their rights in yeshiva. And they should ask the Rosh Yeshiva to throw them out. That the Rosh Yeshiva should be mafkia any rights they have in the dormitories and dormitories. They should ask the Rosh Yeshiva to throw them out.
You don't have a lot of rights there.
Yeah, whatever they have. They should be mafkia their part, and the Rosh Yeshiva should say, you have no shaykhs, my yeshiva, this shabbos, get out of it. And then they have no home. They have no home, so what, they'll take up a new home where they got their parents. That way, they can definitely light where they've gone to. I don't really back up. I've lost my rights. No, my boss has a right to keep store stuff, so I'm losing the rights. I'm mafking my rights.
Okay,
she was nice. She was nice. Still keeping for me, but I mean rights. But of course, according to the Chazon Ish, that's of course unnecessary. If you're going for Shabbos, that's a real thing. In the Chut HaShoni, right, so therefore the Chazon Ish is learning, and the Nissen Karev, it's also the same thing. So they're learning that the whole discussion, when do you need 8 days when you're in the same city? So then it's not clear where you are, because you're still at home, just you're going out for Shabbos. So that's where you need 8 days to really disconnect. But you go into a different city, that's real, that's how the Chazon Ish runs, that's a real change. So therefore that's your new home for Shabbos. So in the footnote, it's a very interesting footnote in the Chut HaShoni, they discuss Paradis Katz. Now Paradis Katz in Bnei Brak is the other side of Krish Gea. Krish Gea is the main road from Petah Tikva to Tel Aviv. So one side is Bnei Brak, the other side is called Paradis Katz. Now, Paradis Katz used to be secular. It belongs to Bnei Brak municipality. So he brings in a footnote that once a bomb fell in Paradis Katz. So the Chazon Ish said, Shma mino, Paradis Katz ain't of Bnei Brak. Shma mino, Paradis Katz ain't of Bnei Brak. Because a bomb fell there. Well, a bomb wouldn't fall in Bnei Brak. But he said, but that's all the Chazon Ish time, because it was a secular place, but now it's full of people. So for sure it's Bnei Brak, and therefore if your son or lives in Paradis Katz and comes to visit you in Bnei Brak, that counts as one ear, and he would have to light at his home. Because in the same city, you need 8 days.
I haven't really
been to Manhattan. It's all psychological. Do you feel in the same city or not? So Bnei Brak, you kind of feel the same. Even Shalayim, it's in the same city. But could be, I haven't been to Manhattan, so I don't really know what it is over there.
People regularly go from one end of the city to the other, but you wouldn't walk it.
Okay, so let's just summarize what we just learned. So when it comes to Erev Shabbos, some people, if you're going to the same city, you have to light at home. Different city, going to Rabbi Yoshev, since you have to, it depends in Chutz Laaretz, you're lighting for your family, so you're lighting where your family is. And that's where you have to light outside, so you have to light outside even you've gone away for one Shabbos. Whereas going to Rabbi Yoshev and Salman, but according to Chazon Ish, you know, you're going for Shabbos, that's called going away. You light in a new place. Now what happens? Motzei Shabbos, you had a wonderful Shabbos, you had to go back home. Where do you light? You don't tell me, what do you think? Till now you've been sharp, you've been in this place. Now you're planning to go back home. Where are you going to light now? At home?
What connects you to where you were?
Why not? Maybe I'm just continuing where I was.
And if it's mine, I'll let you still there.
Oh, so look, if you can get to your home within Zman HaDaka, you could do that. Do you have to? I don't know, maybe you could die where you are. Maybe just continue where you've been. What happens if by the time you get home, it won't really be Zman HaDaka? Maybe it takes 3 hours to get to your home. Now what? So many boys can say, do you best get back home within Zman HaDaka? Zman HaDaka. Maybe today, it's much later, there's more people walking around, maybe at different times. Get back home, Zman HaDaka. That's, if you can do that, that's the best thing. But... second. But if that's not possible, so according to Chazal, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, they could just lie where you are and stay there for half an hour. Because you're continuing your Shabbos. Since for Shabbos you're in this new place, you can continue that now. Stay there for half an hour, Zman HaDaka. Don't leave in the middle. It also to Mischoyes.
Who says this?
Yes, Shlomo Zalman. I didn't see God that he has to eat. You got to stay there for half an hour. Rabbi Yoshua says no. Turn the light and go home. Because you did your mitzvah. Then you can go home. If you're lighting where you stay for Shabbos, so you lit there.
But she doesn't, you've been there for
rows of
the time.
No, so that's in Chutz Loretz. That's in Chutz Loretz, you light with your family, so you can light, and then you can move on. You don't have to stay for half an hour, because you're your mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman understands you've got to stay there for half an hour. I mean, everyone agrees. You have Chassonim who get married. Chassan gets married. He's still in his parents' house. Comes Zman HaDaka, he lights by his parents. Then he gets married. Then he goes to a new home. Where's he lights? Yeah. It happens all the time. So you have a lot of Chassan areas at 4. Then you get married at 6. So where's he lights? So everyone agrees he lights at his parents' house because it's still his home. Even if he's going to leave soon, doesn't matter. Or people who move theories, move apartments. And so you light, still your home. Even if you have plans to move apartments in half an hour, it doesn't matter. Because it's still my place.
So let's say, for whatever reason, because of the rush of the wedding, they didn't get the chance to light now, and now he's married and they haven't done the candle.
He just left home. If he's left home already, he can't light.
Because
he doesn't have a home right now. Right now he's homeless.
No, he has an apartment right now.
He hasn't been there yet. Ask a Barry about this question. He's never lived in his apartment. He's going to live soon.
No, but once the wedding ends at 8 o'clock, he goes to his apartment at 8:30. It's his already.
Okay, so if he's finished the wedding at 8:30, it's very, very early to finish a wedding, so Machinami, you'll light then. But normally a chosen would leave home at 5 and come home at 1 o'clock in the morning. So if he didn't light then, he's kind of homeless, doesn't have a home. He's left his parents and he hasn't yet moved into his new apartment. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so Rabbi, so because of these questions, that's why some people, I go back to what we have started off with, some people, they don't want to travel on Shabbos Hanukkah. Because of the questions of the four, where do you like an Erev Shabbos, where do you like Motzei Shabbos, some people try not to travel on Shabbos Hanukkah. So if someone, you invite someone and say, no, I don't come, don't be offended. That's what it's about. Because he's in Sukkot, where do you like? But many people, as you do travel, and they will probably lighten by the host. Some of them will have a shliach lighting for them at home, their home, shliach for them. And on Motzei Shabbos, they'll probably run away as fast as, so if they can run away as fast as possible and make it for the Zman Raka home, then Shalom Ma'isur, that's the best thing. If not, they're going to be hanging around by you. Okay? The Chazanish says they have to stay till tomorrow morning. The Chazanish goes down, he took a dirfer, they bring it down. Chazanish says you go to stay till tomorrow. To make it really yours on Motzei Shabbos. So, take that into account when you write down for Shabbos Hanukkah. Shkoyach, thank you very much.
Amen.